first part of the shiur, we'll be wrapping up, as well as finding a common theme that exists in both Reish and Gimel, Reish and Zayin, and then beginning with fundamentals and the basic issues in regards to Isur Hatmana. I was weighing whether to do this or not. There's some fascinating discussions I decided to do with you. We have left off Sif Hei with the case of the Kedera Gabe Kedera, and there's a fascinating Ramah that concludes Siman Reish Nun Gimel that's really about Amiru Lenachri, but I figured it's a beautiful Ramah, and you're, Mirtz Hashem, you'll learn more and more, you'll see references to this Ramah in Trumas Hadeshen, so I figured we would go through that, and then talk about Shachach V'Hishe, Shachach V'Hichzir, Shachach V'Hitmin, and of course then begin the Halachos of Atmana. The Ramah on the bottom of page 46 says the following, V'chol advarim she'asur lasos medvarim elu, all of the things that we have mentioned that are asur in terms of hachzara and so on, asur lomar le'ena Yehudi lasos. So too, it's prohibited to instruct a Gentile. V'chein, asur lomar le'ena Yehudi, therefore it's prohibited to instruct a goy, l'hachem hakdera im etzdanein, to heat up a dish that has become cold. The post can point out, presumably the Rama is talking about that it is lach, and therefore you'll have bishlach or bishul. Vim asa kein, asa la'achla afilu tzonin. Especially in this halacha, this final halacha, that if he cooks it up, so then in such a case, you're not allowed to have hana. Amnam im lo nitzdanin kol kach, shadayim ruyim la'echol, if it hasn't become entirely cold, that when the guy heated up, it still brought we to eat. And chum also in Yehudim mutarim lechol. This is going to be an important theme, that the time that it's going to be usur to have hana from an item is in an instance where the isur that was done changed the item significantly. So if it hasn't changed, the amir al-nachri hasn't changed the item, so then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. As far as halacha l'maisa, as far as that goes, so we've already become beautifully full circle. We had a big discussion in Lomdus of what would the status of Amir Lenachri by Hachzara be, whether you have a heter shvus to shvus or not. And the Be'er Halacha quotes that the Maharit is a little bit more makel. In other words, if there wasn't a Shiloh Bishul, the only Shiloh was the Isra of Achzara. So in our first shiur, in our introduction to Shihi and Achzara, we had made reference to the fact that the Ramah seems to be Machmir, and the Marit is Mekel. That is in the Be'er Halacha, on the bottom of Chav Dalid, page Chav Dalid, five lines from the end of that Be'er Halacha. So he says, Ashari Tshuva quotes Marit Lahakel, B'davar Yaveh Shein Bo'Marak. If there was lachluchas inside, significant lachluchas, then you got bishul. So then in such a case, it's going to be aser. But if not, so then he says, it's mutter litno, to tell him, to tell the guy, to put a toch hatanra aladeh ani Yehudi, af lechatchila, even though, even lechatchila. And he points out, the pashtus was that it was aser. And we had a pshat from Rav Shechter, which I'm not going to repeat, why that is so. Rav Shechter tried to justify the common psak that it's going to be aser, and that got into the lumdus of how Hachzara works. Now we're just going to fear ice the Be'er Halacha in terms of Halacha L'maisa, continuing on page 48. Birke Yosef Matzasi, B'Shem Echem Nachrom, Shem Mitzad, Afil Dover She'ish Bo Marak, Lahak Te Lahachem Alideinu Yehudim Mitzdani. That there might even be room if there is a Dover Lach inside. Im Eina Nos Al Gabe Eishu Al Kirim Amish, She'so Mechal Aposkim, She'so Vrim De'ein Bishlach Apishol Afilim Mitzdani. We're going to learn in a couple of weeks that there are poskim who hold that even by a davar lach, we have ein bishlach or bishul, even if it's entirely cold, that the Be'er Halacha is not willing to go so far. So he says that it could very well be that there's room b'di'evet to be mekel, because even when it comes to a davar lach, there'll be room to be mekel. If it's a dover yavesh, then we have a machlokas altogether where it's going to be awesome. Maybe amir nachri in such a case would be permissible. So that we gave a lumdus for in the beginning. When we were in the lumdus stages, now we're in the halacha l'maisa stages. So that's machlokas haposkim. And amir l'nachri lechatchila is going to be aser by hachzara. Okay, so this is that part of the Ramah. Then the Ramah has a fascinating phenomenon. Lachem, two lines from the top of the page, Chav Dalet. Noagin she'a enam Yehudim motzim hakderos min ha'tanurim, shemat minim bohen, u'moshivin osan etzel tanur beis ha'choref o'alof. A goy is allowed to take out a dish with food that needs to be heated up and put it on the stove. Now, the stove in those days, as we mentioned in the past, was used both for cooking as well as for heating. So here, you're not allowed to instruct the goy to do hachzara, as we had already mentioned in the Ramah of Vav, but we're going to have the following hefter. Umav eres hashilcha achakach hatanur hahu, vayidei zeh hakderos chozer v'nirtachim. What you would be allowed to do is instruct the goy to put down the pot, as well as to heat up the oven. And the heter is that hakol cholim etzel hatzina. Everybody is considered a chola. And even though we haven't been zocha yet to learn Amir Nachri, this much you should know, that Amir Nachri is mutter b'makum chola. So you're going to have the goy heat up the house. And then memele, ipso facto, you'll get the cooking done as well. That's going to be okay. Aval Yidei Yisrael Aser B'kei Gavna, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that that's going to be obvious, that Al Yidei Yisrael and Sif Katan Kufi explains that Al Yidei Yisrael is going to be Aser, because then the Yisrael is bringing over the food that he knows is going to get cooked. And then in such a case, that's the way to get around having the food cooked on Shabbos. This is the Psak of the Ramah. I was always bothered by the Gruz question. Years later, I found it in the Gruz. Bothered, at the end of the day, this is quite a harama. So again, bottom line, just repeat bottom line. You're allowed to have the goy put down the food and then heat up the house, and the mail of the food is going to get cooked. That's going to be our way around it. So once the Ramah was discussing the Isser of Achzara by an Einu Yehudi, so then he throws in this halacha from the Trumas Hadeshin. So this is a Trumas Hadeshin. The Gra quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, Dibar Maskel Umeva Eres, and I was always bothered by the Gra's Kasha. V'tzarachiyo, de psikresha dafke b'delo nicha, avo b'denicha aser min ha'Torah. Says the Gra, at the end of the day, you're going to say that what the Goy is doing is he's intending to heat up the house, but he knows that he's also heating up the food. So you're instructing a guy to heat up the food in a psik resha, in a case of a psik resha. You're right, you didn't do it, but psik resha is usser. And therefore, the Gra concludes that it should be usser. The Gra then finds a beautiful defense in the Ramah, and he says, but wait a second, the Ramah said this only in a case of where it's not nitzan in legamri. So if it's not nitzan in legamri, you could rely on those shitas that's not bishul. Take a look at the Gra over there. So this is the give and take between the Ramah and the Gra. I thought, and you have this in the first page of the booklet, I put this in my sefer when we learned Ksubis, that this would be totally in a very, very famous Hakira that we've made reference to. I think we made reference to in the Ion Shurim, but maybe even in these Shurim. Either way, it's a very famous Hakira. What is a pshat in Psik Reisha? How does Psik Reisha work? Rav Elchanan Wasserman has this on Ksubis Davav, that of course, what is psik resha? You're doing maisa A, you're dragging a bench. And then, maisa B is happening, a hole is being made in the ground. So you have two maisas. Psik resha says that you can't say that you're mechavin a maisa A and not mechavin a maisa B, because by definition, if you're mechavin on A, B is inevitable. That's psik resha, and therefore you're going to be chayv. So Rav Elchanan goes a little bit deeper. Rav Elchanan says, what's the pshat? Is the pshat psik reshe that it becomes maisa AB, that it's not two independent maisas? If it's inevitable that you're going to make a hole in the ground, so then in such a case, it's not called maisa A and maisa B. It's maisa AB, it's one maisa. Or do you say psik reshe is pshat, that just like you're mechavin a maisa A, you're also mechavin a maisa B, but not that it becomes one maisa. So I never saw anybody stop at this, but I think it fits beautifully that the Trumas Hadeshin and the Gra are arguing about this question. That the Trumas Hadeshin, the Gra has such a strong kasha on the Trumas Hadeshin. He says at the end of the day, you're instructing the guy to heat the food. How could it possibly be? So the Gra is assuming that what does psik resha mean? Psik resha is that's maisa AB. You can't separate the act of heating up the house with cooking the food. It's one maisa. You can't separate the two. While the Trumas Hadeshin is assuming that the pshat and psik resha is that just like you were mechavin on A, You're mechavin on B. Okay, that's when you have a Yisrael who's doing it, who's dragging the safsal, so he's mechavin not only dragging the safsal, also making the hole. But over here, what did the Yisrael do? The Yisrael told him to turn on the oven. So if the Yisrael told him to turn on the oven, so it's true that the guy, for sure, when he turns on the oven, is going to be mechavin amaisa B, right? He's mechavin amaisa B. But it's not the Yisra of Amir al-Nachri. The Yisra of Amir al-Nachri is to instruct him to do that malacha. So that could be the machlokis between the Trumas Hadesh and the Gra. Again, bottom line, the halacha is that according to the Ramah, if it's not Nitzan in the Gamri, it's going to be Mutter. And this is a very fascinating example. It's discussed both in Amir al-Nachri and Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos. That's Adkan, the conclusion of the Ramah in Simin Reish Nun Gimel. Now, there's one more part that we didn't discuss. Now we come to Roman numeral 2 of the Shir, and that is the halachos of someone who errs and does shihiyah, does hachzara, and does hatmana. So let's go through these basic halachos. It's a Gemara on Lamed Ches, and we're just going to immediately jump to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah just to theorize the basic halachos, and we're going to see that it's going to fit up. It'll beautifully bring us to Simen Reish Nun Zayin. So the Mechaber in Simen, in page Chaf Aleph, at the beginning of Sif Aleph, and Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, there was no other way to learn Reish Nun Gimel except for cutting it up into different pieces. It's amazing how many topics the Mechaber attempts to get into Sif Aleph. So on page Chaf Aleph, the Mechaber tells us the halachas of Shachach v'Shachach. Now keep in mind, the Mechaber is going to give us two sets of halachas. One according to Rabbanan de Chananya, and the other according to Chananya. Okay? So first we're going to see it through the eyes of the Mechaber. V'im shachach v'shah, if he forgot, and he did shihiyah, im utavshel shebishel kol tzarko, mutter afilu hum itztamek v'yachalo. So then the halacha is that the food is going to be mutter, even if it's mitztamek v'yachalo. So here we have the problem of Maisa Shabbos, a person who did an Iser. In this case, what was the Iser that he had done? He did Shihiyah on top of a fire that doesn't have a blech. So then the halacha differentiates between the following case. It differentiates between whether the food has been entirely cooked. If the food has not been entirely cooked, then Aser ad Matzai Shabbos. That's going to be Aser until Matzai Shabbos. Now immediately, the Mishnah Berurah comments, and it seems to me that's how we paskin, that there are those who are machmir for Chedei Sheyasu. The halacha is that if you instruct a guy to do malacha on Shabbos, not only are you not allowed to derive benefit from that malacha on Shabbos, you have to wait for the amount of time that it would take for that malacha to be done. So if you instruct a guy to heat up a pot, so then it's usher for Shabbos, as well as the amount of time it takes to heat up that pot. So comments to Mishnah Berurah and Lamed Beis, Amatzai Shabbos, Vagos, Hashim, Avur, Degam, Kenu, Bechtei, Shiyase, Kemosha, Avar, Vishah, Umiloshan, Rambam, Lo, Nirakein. So there is a question of whether it's until Matzai Shabbos, or bichdei shiyasu. Asar ad mitzvah Shabbos. Vim avar vishaa. But what happens if it was not that you forgot, but rather you knew the halacha, asar bishneim. So then in such a case, it's going to be asar in both instances. In other words, what does both instances mean? Whether it was not mevushal entirely and it was cooked through your shihiyah, or it was cooked, but it's still mitznamik v'yafalo. In both cases, it's going to be asur, and ad bichdei shiyasu, the Ramah adds. Again, I think that that's the assumption as well, la halacha, that it's going to be asur bichdei shiyasu. So shachach v'shah, the halacha is that if it's mitznamik v'yafalo, it's going to be mutter. But if it's not mavushal entirely, then it's going to be asur. When it's asur, according to the Agos Ashwi, it's going to be asur bichdei shiyasu. Here we have a machlokis, but the Rambam disagreeing. But if it's avar v'shah, so then in such a case, it's going to be aser v'shneihem. But this is only within the first day of the mechaber. This is only within the first day of the mechaber. If you take a look in the next page, in page 42, where the mechaber quotes the V'yesh Omrim, so then about seven lines into page 42, first word on the line is v'husak b'kashu v'gvava, we have v'chein L'inyanim notel hakdeira me'olel bolach sura b'shabbis. Vim shachach v'shah tavshel shehischil ispashel v'lo igil ma'achal ben drusai aser v'ein sarach lomar im avar v'shah. We paskin that the only time that there's going to be a isur is when it comes to Michael ben Drusai. What do we mean, we paskin? What it means is that b'di'eved, there we follow the shita of Hananya. So bottom line is, when it comes to shachach v'shaha, the halacha is going to be that it's going to be usur only if it's not Michael ben Drusai. If it's already reached the stage of Michael ben Drusai, then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Good. Okay, so that's the halacha in regards to avar v'shah.
That's still going to be usur. If you did it with these, it's always going to be.
But la halacha will only be if it's Michael ben Drusai.
Meaning, if he does the mezid after it's Michael ben Drusai,
then it's going to be mutter. Correct, because we follow the second daya in the case of bidyevet. Okay, now we're ready to go over to the halachos of. Of our vehitmin. Let's take a look in Reish Nun Zayin. Let's begin B'siyata D'Shmaya, Simon Reish Nun Zayin. We're going to discuss, of course, the meaning of Dover Sheina Mosef Hevel, Dover Mosef Hevel, etc. shortly, but we're going to see immediately that there are parallels between these halachas. Before we go to the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, let's take a look in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah about Hatmana that deals with someone who was Avar V'Hitman. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, Maisa She'asu Anshei Tveria. There was a story that the people of Tveria did what we're going to see is Hatmana. Ve'viu Silon Shel Sonein L'Toch Amo Shel Chamin, and they brought a pipe. We're going to learn according to the Maskana of the Ran. They brought a pipe of cold water into a pipe of hot water. Amar lehem chachamim im b'shabis kechamin shochmu b'shabis va'asurin b'rechitza u'b'shtia. If you did it, then it's considered maisa shabis, and it's going to be asur b'rechitza u'b'shtia. So that's what the Mishnah says on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Let's take a look at how the Ran presents that Gemara. The Ran is on the fourth page of your booklet. Garcinam bigamara, all the way on the bottom, five lines from the bottom. Garcinam bigamara, maisa she'asu anshei Tveria, va'asu rabbanan batla hatmana, bedavra mosav hevel v'mod yom, u'mehash amina, dematmin bedavra mosav hevel, hataf shel asur afil b'dieve. If you do hatmana with some that's mosav hevel, then the food is going to be asur. V'kasav ramban, d'davka b'tzonen sh'nischamim o sh'nitztamit v'yafalo. But this is only going to apply if you improved the food. In other words, it was cold and you made it the cold water hot. In such a case, if it just maintains its original state, then in such a case it's not going to be usur. And then the Ran points out that this is an important Ran when you start doing hatmana. He says the isra hatmana inside of water is only going to be as I described. You have the pipe of cold water going into the pipe of hot water. If you had cold water going into hot water, then that's not going to be atmana, and you just have to tinker with the Mishnah a little. Okay, so that is in regards to the Mishnah that we have about hatmana. So let's take a look at the Mechaber and the Ramah. Before we do that, maybe we'll also see it through the eyes of the Tur. You know what? We can leave that. It's going to be fine if we see a ray through the eyes of Mechaber. Let's see if the eyes of Mechaber. Reishon Zayin Aleph. Ain Tomnim B'Shabbos Afil B'Davar Shem Mosef Hevel. Al B'Safi Chashecha Tomnim Bo. V'Ain Tomnim B'Davar Mosef Alefil Bo. Yom, we'll get back to those opening words shortly. V'im Hitmim B'Davar Mosef Hevel. If you do Hatmanim B'Davar Mosef Hevel. Hatavshil Asur Afilu B'Dievet. Then the Tavshil is going to be Asur. Tavshil is going to be entirely asur. And then we have that one exception, but omid b'chamimasuk g'shar rishon and mutter, like we saw in the Ram. Then the Ramah quotes Hagos Mordechi. This Hagos Mordechi is quoted, as I mentioned, in the Tur Beis Yosef. We could just as well see in the Ramah. The Ramah says, yesh omrim dim shachach v'hitmin b'shogeg b'davar ha-mosef hevel shari lechol. We have a machlokis. If someone was shachach v'hitmin b'shogeg with the davar hamosef hevel, is that going to be mutter or not? So what's that, this machlokes? So here the question is whether hatmana is going to have the same din of shihia. Does hatmana have the same din of shihia or not? What did we learn was halacha by shihia? Even the most stringent opinion said that if you do shehiya when the food is already cooked, but just mitstamik v'yafalo, the halacha is that the food is mutter. So when the Ramah says shem dimshachach v'itmin b'shogeg, remember Rabosai. Remember, most of the time that you're doing hatmana, you're trying to maintain something that's already been cooked to get it a little bit better. You're not doing fresh cooking with hatmana. That's not what you do. What hatmana does is it keeps it warm. And it gets it from good to even better. That's what Hatmana generally does, leaving crackpots aside. But once upon a time, that's what Hatmana would do. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud. Shari Lechol. Tama Yeshomrim Hu, Desfirulu, Datmana Shava Bezel Shehiyah. That this Shita holds that Hatmana is going to be the same thing as Shehiyah. The Pasek HaMechaber, Dim Shachach Vesha, Afil Tavshu, Shemet Stamik V'yofalo, Mutter Lechol. That the halacha is that when you do this on something that's mitzdamik v'yafalo, just like we learned in Reishon and Gimel, even in the more stringent opinion, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So certainly says the Ramah that's not correct in regards to hatmana to say that it's going to be usur if it's mitzdamik v'yafalo. It's going to be no worse than shehiya. So the Gra points out. In the Bir Hagrat, and the Mishnah Berurah point said this Bidas Hagrat as well. He says in the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and the Gra makes two comments. Number one, the Gra says exactly what the Mishnah Berurah quoted, and that is that just like Shihiyah Bibishal, the halacha is once it's called Sarcho, it's going to be Mutter. So too, the Ramah is arguing that the same should apply over here. However, the Gra himself points out that the Ramah doesn't really like this halacha l'maisa. That halacha l'maisa, both the Gra for sure, Bidas HaMechaber, and as well the Gra is going to argue, even Bidas HaRamah, is going to conclude that Shehiya and Hatmana are going to be different, and Hatmana is going to be considered more chamor than Shehiya. Let's take a look, continuing on in the Ramah. The Ramah first said, Dam shachach v'itmin b'shogeg b'davar mosef hevel shari lechel. V'yesh omrim, continuing back into the Ramah, the kol ze'ein asur el kesh'osa tzarech halayla. Aval kesh'matmin l'tzarech matvar mutu l'hatmin b'od yom b'davar shemosef hevel. There's some shitos who hold that hatmana is only going to be asur if it's l'tzarech halayla. Then we're afraid that you're going to come to stoke the coals. But if you're doing it for tomorrow, then it's going to be mutar b'davar shemosef hevel. Ubedi eved yesh lismoch al zeh. But the evid you could rely on this, but you shouldn't be rogulasos kane. Shouldn't get used to this. So the Be'er Agra comments on that line in the Ramah, Dibra Maskel Ubilvad, Share Nidchu Dvarov. This Shita is rejected. Dahatmana filu bechaisa aser kemoshe kasa besivav. The parallel between the halachos of Atmana and Shehiyah is not correct. And we even prohibit k'day rachaisa. So there wouldn't be a distinction between Friday night and Shabbos. That appears in Sif Vav. In Sif Vav, we have the halacha that even a k'day rachaisa is going to be usur. And then the Gra adds, and this is the most important part, v'chein yeshomer, d'shochach v'nidcha hu gamkein sover d'atmana shav l'shiyah, avlanan d'kaimelon d'afilu mitzdamik v'ralo asur, damyo l'hachzir Yisrael. He says, the Gra says, that we paskin that even mitzdamik v'ralo is asur, in Siv Zayin, that loch is that's asur. So therefore it has the dinim of hachzara. And hachzara, the halacha is that even mitzdamik v'ralo b'dieved is going to be asur. So what we emerge with, first I'm going to summarize the halachos, and then I'm going to summarize the cheshbon over here of the Gra. Aleph, we have halacha in regards to shachach v'shah, that only when it's Michael ben Drusai, the halacha is that it's going to be asur. When it comes to the case of shachach v'hichzir, so then the halacha is that even if it's mitzdamik v'yaf v'ralo, it's still going to be asur. Within hatmana, we have a machlokus between the mechaber and the Rama. The mechaber seems to say that when it comes to the halacha of shachach v'hitmin, so then that we're going to say that it's going to be asur. It's going to be asur even if it's nitzdamik v'yafalo. Why, says the Gra? Because just like the halacha is that by hachzara it's asur, so too when it's mitzdamik v'ralo, so too when it comes to shehiya. The Rama quotes shitas that say no, hatmana is not like hachzara. Hatmana is like shehiya, and therefore when it comes to shehiya l'chol hapachos, no one is machmir when it comes to mitzdamik v'ralo. But the Gra disagrees, and the Gra says that we look at the hatmana as being like the case of hachzara. And therefore, and his proof is that when it comes to Siv Zayin, where we aser, when it comes to Hatmana, even in a case of where it's mitzdamik v'ralo, like the din of Achzara, unlike the halacha of Shehiyah. So this is the give and take, and that's what the Gra claims, is even the Shita of the Ramah, the Lechatchila, we don't hold that Hatmana is like Shehiyah, but rather Hatmana borrows the halachos closer to Achzara, and the Gra has two rayas, both from K'day Rechaisa, as well as when it comes to Mitzdamik V'ralo. Those are the Gra's two rayas. Halacha l'maisa, 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 though, you do have, Rav Nevensal has an amazing ha'ar over here. He suggests the following chiddush. Halacha l'maisa, Rav Nevensal is much more makel than the Gra. And he says, since this is all a case of Bidyeved, he argues that, what did we see? We saw a sheet of Rashi that held that Shehiya and Hatmana have the same din. That Shehiya and Hatmana are really Hainu Hach, without yet discussing what Hatmana is. But Shehiya and Hatmana is Hainu Hach. And how did we pask in regards to Shehiya? Shehiya, we saw that even though the Mechaber says it's Aser, even if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko, in the first day, the Ramasa were noeg kisvar achrona, that holds that it's going to be asur only up until Michael ben Drusai. After Michael ben Drusai, it's going to be mutter. So therefore, if you take a look, I think I photocopied it for you, page Chaf Ches, in the B'Yitzvah Kikare, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, let's see. After the Minchas Shlomo's Tshuvas. Yes, we Baruch Hashem have it. Page Chaf on the bottom in the Mishnah Bura. Then the Dibra Maskel Dieved, he says, L'chora le'inyin b'dieved, chazil it's terufe gam shitas Rashi, the kol she'en bo iser shehiya, ein bo iser atmana. Whenever there isn't an iser shehiya, there is no iser atmana. L'fi zeh la'matirim shehiya. So you have a big kula Rav Nevensal that doesn't come out at all from the Gra. The Gra was just cheshbening according within the rules of Hatmana. the Gross seemed not to be mitzdarif that shita Rashi, but Rav Nevinzel suggested that if you hold that shihia and atmana are hainu hach, so then in such a case you could fall all the way back to the first heter that we had, and that is that when it comes to shihia, once it's Michael ben Drusai, it's not in violation of shihia at all. So too, there's room to argue that in regards to atmana. So in cases of bidyevet, anyhow, where we're mitzdarif, the lenient shitos, so you have Rav Nevinzel's lenient shita to be mitzdarif, even though the Gra has very strong arguments against the Hagos Mordechi, lahalacha, to say that Hatmana is going to have the regular rules of shihia, even though the Gra's arguments are very powerful, you do have the last knech, Rav Nevinzel, to put it back, shia and Hatmana together. Okay, this is a complicated cheshbon. You should know when I learned Hilchos Shabbos, the hardest area I found was Maisa Shabbos, because there's so many different variables. So if you're a little bit overwhelmed by that, I understand. I'm sympathetic. But we try to push you a little bit every once in a while. So, but I can't. So even if there's something you didn't follow in this area, now we'll begin Hilchos Hatmana from the sources, etc. Yes, Yehuda.
Just for clarification, in the Rav Nevinzel, is he only talking about a case where one made a mistake and was doing that hatmana, or is that then that once it's passed Michael ben Drusai?
In other words, if I understand your question correctly, you're asking, what would you say about avar v'hitmin, avar v, just like avar v'shah? So the chura, the halacha, was even avar v'shah, was once it's Michael ben Drusai, it's not considered a isur shihia. It would seem to me that. Maybe we should ask to verify, but it seemed to me, according to his logic, that there would be room even in such a case to be makel, even an avar v'hitmin, not shachar v'hitmin, but even an avar v'hitmin might go so far. Now again, it's very, very different from what you see in the Mishnah Berurah, but it is a fascinating idea. In general, we have a rule that if you have a lenient opinion, you could rely on that lenient opinion in case of bidyevet. That Amir Tzashem, we do Simon Shin Yud Ches in the halachas of Maisa Shabbos in the beginning of Bishul, we'll come to that. So that, I think, is what Rav Nevin was driving Rav Nevin Sal here. Okay, Rabosai, let's begin B'siyata D'Shemaya, the Isur of Hatmana. Of course, there's a perek, the fourth perek of Bamet Homnin, and the Mishnah tells us about the Isurim of Hatmana B'Dover Hamosif Hevel. To take a step back, we have a Gemara on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph that gives us very clearly and beautifully the basic concern of Hatmana. So Gemara says three lines from the bottom. Amar Rava, b'pnei ma amru, ein tomnim b'dover sheni meisav hevel mishach hashecha. Why is it that they said that you can't do Hatmana on something that does not add heat from when Shabbos begins? Gzeira shemi arsiach. We're afraid that you're going to come to heat up the food. Let's take a look at Rashi, how Rashi explains it. Rashi, three lines from the bottom, says, it's a middle of a Rashi. Rashi says, Gzeira shema yimtza kidei raso shenitztanana kishir tzalatmina. A person will find his pot that's cold, and when he wants to do hatmana, v'yarsichena tchila, and he'll immediately cook it first. Nimtza mevashel b'shabbos, and he'll come to be cooking on Shabbos. Ve'amar Rava, skipping the question of Bein Hashmashos, that one day we'll be zocha to learn the sugya of Bein Hashmashos together. That will be like after 4 years of learning Hilchos Shabbos together. Then we will get to Hilchos Bein Hashmashos. All right. We should never stop dreaming. Ve'amar Rava, mepnei ma amru ein tomnim b'dover ha'maisif hevel. Va'fil bodyom. What about the isser of doing hatmana with the dover ha'maisif hevel? That's also aser, even on Friday. Gzera shemayakim b'remetz. We're afraid that you're going to do hatmana with ash. Sheesh bogacheles. And to Abaye's question, what's the problem with that? The Gemara says, gzera shemichata b'gacholim, and you're going to come to b'chot b'gacholim. Here you have, clearly, the give and take between Abaye and Rava is that you have a double gzera over here. That number one, v'choshish yamimakim b'remetz. Number two, v'choshish yuchot b'gacholim. I didn't notice anybody that deals directly with the Gzera issue, but Kach Nigzera. Anybody know anybody who addresses it? Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis? Yashir Koyach. Because the Rambam, we are going to mention Rambam, but not Dover She'ena Mosef Hevel, not. Okay. Rambam, and he says it's Chod Gzera? Okay, so l'chura, that's what one would have to say. That, well, number one, you have gzera shem, he's going to be yatmir revitz. Number two, we're afraid you're going to be mechate begachol, yashupar. There is an interesting disagreement between the Rambam, since you're mentioning a Rambam, which we were going to mention anyhow, between the Rambam and Rashi, and that is the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam in the third page in your booklet, the Rambam, second or third page in the booklet, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam explains Dover She'enem Mosef Hevel differently. So Rabosa, you have clear the difference between Dover She'enem Mosef Hevel, Dover Mosef Hevel. Dover Mosef Hevel is aser to do even on Erev Shabbos. That's aser to create that situation because we're afraid you're going to be Matmim Revitz and Chotu Begacholim. And a Dover She'enem Mosef Hevel is aser to do on Shabbos. By the way, that's just important to really get that clear before we start Hatmana. We're constantly going to be dealing with those two instances. One, a Dover She'enem Mosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos, and the other is a Dover HaMosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos, and Dover She'enem Mosef Hevel on Shabbos itself. What would an example be of a Dover She'enem Mosef Hevel on Shabbos? A blanket. A blanket would be something that's Enem Mosef Hevel. So then in such a case, it would be mutter to wrap your pot on Erev Shabbos with that item, but on Shabbos itself, it's going to be Aser. Why is it that Dover Enem Mosef Hevel b'Shabbos is Aser? So we saw in Rashi that once you're going to be involved with that, you're going to come to heat up a pot. Rambam in Dalet Gimel gives a different explanation. Rambam says, "B'chein min adin haya litmon b'Shabbos v'dover she'enem Mosef Hevel b'Shabbos atzma." Avol osru chacham dover gzeira shema yatmin beremetz v'yeboni tzot shel eish v'nimtzachot begachol. According to the Rambam, it's not that we're afraid that you're going to come to cook the food, but rather the Rambam is concerned you're going to look for coals and be matmin beremetz and then be chote begacholim. So the difference between the Rambam and Rashi is Rashi says that the problem of being matbin on Shabbos is we're afraid you're going to come to cook the food. According to the Rambam, we're afraid you're going to look for ash and you're going to be chote begacholim. There really isn't much of a nafkamina between the two, although Rabban Sion pointed out that one of the nafkaminas that I found, that I wanted to emphasize to you about the difference between a dover on Erev Shabbos, that's Mosef Hevel, and a dover Shena Mosef Hevel on Shabbos, that nafkamina, as we're going to see, Rabban Sion suggested, might be also a nafkamina between the Rambam and Rashi. In terms of a sharpening the difference between Hatmana on Erev Shabbos and Hatmana on Shabbos itself, take a look at Siv Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says what we already learned in terms of Maisa Shabbos. Kol Hecha Dasrina Hatmana, Afilu Bikderim of Vushals called Sarka, Asrina, Vafilu Mitstamik Vuralo. Hatmana is going to be Usr in all instances. In all instances, it's going to be Usr, even in case of Mitstamik Vuralo. The Rama then comments, "V'yesh mekilim ve'omrim dekoshu chay legamri on a special called tzarko mutter bahatmana." That once it's a bsar chayisa, or it's a special called tzarko, then it's mutter bahatmana kamo b'shihui. So that diun in the Rama again comes back to the question that we had about Maisa Shabbos, whether hatmana and shihi are the same thing. And here the Rama quotes yesh mekilim that say that the halacha is that if it's already kedira chaisa or kol tzarko, to rephrase that, if it's already kol tzarko or kedira chaisa, so then just like by shihi it's mutter, so too by hatmana it's going to be mutter as well. So the Mishnah Brura comments in Sifkat and Lamed Hey v'yesh mekilin koi hatmana b'davar osef helo mod yom. Aval lahatmin b'Shabbos b'davar she'en Mosef Hevel, afilu mevusho kol tzarko mesamek rado aser lekulei alma. Says the Mishnah Berurah very, very brilliantly from the Gra and the Prima Gadim. This whole question that we're talking about being makel when you're going to be using kedera chaisa or samek mevusho kol tzarko only makes sense if we're talking about being matmin a davar Mosef Hevel. Because what's the chash by a Dover HaMosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos? We're choshesh that you're going to come to be chote begachalim. So then, in such a case, if the chash is that you're going to come to be chote begachalim, so If it's mevushal called sarka, we learn by shihiyah, we're not choshesh you're going to do that. If it's kedei rechaisa, we're not choshesh that you're going to do that. So says the Ramah, there are some who say that we could be mekel, and that shihiyah and atmana are going to be the same din. However, what about on Shabbos itself? On Shabbos, when we're talking about the Isser, even where it's a Dover She'en Mosef Hevel, so then in such a case, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no difference between Mevushal called Tzarko or not. Because what's the Chshash? What did we learn Rashi said is the Chshash? Which is the Pasha Gemara. Shemi Yartiach, we're afraid you're going to come to heat it up. So then in such a case, Kedera Chaisa, why would you not be afraid he's going to come to heat it up? Mevushal called Tzarko, why aren't you afraid? It's cold, but he's going to want to heat it up. We should be Choshesh Shemi Yartiach. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkatan Lamed Hei. Adkan Divrei HaMishnah Berurah. Everybody follow this point? So let's again crunch what we've had. And then I'll add one more knetch just to make sure we're all with each other in terms of the hakdama for hatmana. Hatmana is aser on Shabbos bedover she'ena mosif hevel. On Erev Shabbos it's aser with the dover hamosif hevel. A dover she'ena mosif hevel, the chshash is on Shabbos shemi yartiach. A dover hamosif hevel on Erev Shabbos is shemi yachmim v'remetz v'yichate b'gacholim. And we saw an interesting nafkamina that there's a machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether Hatmana is going to be usher when you have Kedera Chaisim of Vushal Katsarko. The Mechaber, which the Gra pointed out is Lushitasal Vamevin Yavin to Sif Aleph, holds that the halacha is that by Hatmana it's going to be usher. Ramah is going to hold is Mekel, it says that there's room to be Mekel, points out the Gra from the Prima and the Prima Gan, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that would make sense only in regards to Erev Shabbos by a Dover Shein and Mosef Hevel, because you're not going to come to be Choltek Kedera Chaisim Levushal Kol Tzarko. On Shabbos itself, you'll have the Chshash, Hashem Yarsiach. So Rabbi Tzion pointed out to me something very nice. We saw there was a machlokus between Rambam and Rashi. The Rashi held that the Chshash was Shem Yartiach by a Dover Shein and Mosef Hevel. But what did the Rambam hold? The Rambam hold the Choshesh that you're going to be Chate B'Gacholim. So then, according to the Rambam, so then if it's going to be Mutter, when it comes to Eino Mosif Hevel, then even on Shabbos, Mosif Hevel also should be mutter if we're not afraid. You're going to be chota when it comes to Kedira Chaisam of Ushul called Sarko. Obviously, we don't pass like this Rambam. It seems like we go to Shitas Rashi, and that's Mukhrach also in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Chshash is Shema Yartiach. Yeah, let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph. Let's now read again Sif Aleph as if we're learning Hilchos Hatmana and not the parallels between Shia Hachzara and Hatmana for Mosif Shabbos. Now we're learning Hatmana. Yashikach. So the Mechaber says, "Ein tonim b'Shabbos afil b'davar shem Mosif Hevel." Says the Mishnah Berurah, "La'achar shenisbashel atavshil." If you, after it's been already cooked, you go on the karm k'sas dama v'asal askan b'shabbos v'taima d'shemi yimtza ask de rasot tzanenes v'yarticha v'chayim mishum mevashel. So chash is mishum mevashel. So it'll be beautiful that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote Rabbi Tzion. So why does Mishnah Berurah not quote Rabbi Tzion? Because he's not going with Rambam. So therefore, you would differentiate between dover hamosav hevel, dover ein mosav hevel, and that becomes a collector's item. Where generally we always think of Dover Hamosef Hevel Erev Shabbos to be more chamor than on Shabbos to be matmim, but Dover Shein Hamosef Hevel, this will be a collector's item which brings out the difference between these two chashos. Baruch Hashem. Okay, that's in regards to the Hakdama. Now, in terms of what qualifies as a Maisa Hatmana, that is a very, very large issue, and basically a lot of what we're going to be discussing for next couple of shiurim is what is the hakdara of a maisa hatmana? What qualifies as a maisa hatmana? So, on my own list, I've already gotten up to a large number of issues. What we have for today, which I don't know if we're going to get to all of it today, is four issues on the cover sheet. So let's start with the last link between Simen Reish Nun Gimel and Simen Reish Nun Zayin. The tour in Reish Nun Gimel, it's kedai to see this tour, because you and I, who've been taught Hatmana on a very basic level, one way would not have expected the Torah to write this, and that it will help, once you see it inside, that will help you understand the chumrah of the Mechaber. The Torah in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, in middle of Sif Aleph, quotes Rabbeinu Chanal, L'chol ze be'inyan shehiya. I would say it's three-fifths through the Torah in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph. L'chol ze be'inyan shehiya. He quotes a Rabbeinu Chanan. The Cholza be'in Shiyul Tzara Chalai Kmoshkas Rabbeinu Chanan. V'shiyui ze eina hatmana. The Tur wants to differentiate between Shihia and Hatmana. If we'd be learning be'iyun in the Gemaras, then we would connect this to Rashi. Rashi, who runs together Shiyah and Hatmana. The Tur is clearly through Rabbeinu Chanan responding to Shitas Rashi. V'shiyu ze eina hatmana. Ella kein kise shel barzel va kader yoshev es alav vi tsluya oba avon mukiyotzeva. You know what shehiya is? It's not hatmana because, says the Tur, it's hanging above a fire. You have a fire, and then you have a contraption that's holding a kadera. It holds the kadera. That is shehiya. Continues on. Aval hatmana al gabe gacholim. But if you had hatmana al gabe gacholim, divre hakol osur, dekaimalon hatmana medavra mosvel filbod yom osur. It's so funny. In many levels, the Tur presenting from his father, the Rush, really presents the halachos of shehiya and hatmana in a way that we understood Rashi originally, even though he's coming to be cholik on Rashi Va Maven Yavin. And that is, the Torah says that if you have a pot sitting on top of coals, that's Hatmana. That's Hatmana B'davar Mosef Heva. Why? This is the Mosef Heva, and the Kedera is the Hatmana. So, there is Hatmana. Another way to be masbir is that you have the coals, and the coals itself are matmin part of the pot. And once you're being matmin part of the pot, so then in such a case, that's enough to be called hatmana. Who says hatmana is the way you and I are going to handle with a crock pot that maybe a little bit of it is revealed? That's considered not hatmana? No. If you have something that's sitting on top of a gacheles, gacheles encases it a little bit, that's enough to be considered hatmana. Most explain it the second way that I said as opposed to the first way. There's even room to say it the first way as well, but most say it the second way that I had said. Okay, so this is the case of the Tur. Now, if you go through the Beis Yosef, what was striking to me is, I guess, most of the times that I learned this, I didn't do it well with the Beis Yosef. What was striking to me is that Ruba de Ruba Rishonim really come out this way. Many, many Rishonim. And then you have Rashi, who's even more Machmir. But the Ramah comes and he saves the day. But there might be a Ravya, there might be an Or Zarua, more obscure Rishonim. Even they, exactly what their Shita is, I would have liked, if again we were learning Hilchos Shabbos 4 or 5 years, I would have liked to be mefaltel whether the Ravya and the Or Zeruah are really the same sheet of the Darkei Moshe. But the Darkei Moshe comes along and he comments immediately on the Beis Yosef and quotes many Rishonim that are like this Tur. And he says the following, Gimel, Vitzarech Iyun, Da'alo Mikri Hatmana, Ela Kimishem Achaseyu Lamalo, Kimoshi Yisbar L'Kamon Reish Nun Zayin. This is not considered hatmana. And then he says, and therefore we could learn like the Or Zeruah. Okay. So who really holds this way? It would be fun to do within the Rishonim, where we don't have the time to do it. So the bottom line is that the Ramah holds and Darkei Moshe holds that it's only considered hatmana except if you're mechaseh ulamal. Otherwise it would not be considered Hatmana. And this machlokus in Hatmana, again, starts in Reish Nun Gimel. And we have it on page 42 in the Shulchan Aruch. where the Shulchan Aruch says, V'chol ze b'inyin shehiyah. All of these halachas that I said you could be maker with all the provisions of grufa k'tuma, whether it's Machel ben Drusai or called Sarko, etc., etc. Shagdera yosheves al kisei shel barzel al gabi avonim veinu gas b'gachon. Avatman al gabi chavim divrei hakol asur. The Mishnah Berurah, as I said, says the second way that I mentioned, Memvav. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hatman al gabi chavim, Hachesvir lein mechaber, Dimshulei hakdera nogim b'gachalim, Mikri hatmana. If the edges of the pot are already touching the pot, that's called atmana. Umemel da asur af min espashu kol tzog mitzdamik v'ralo. And then it's going to be asur, as we saw in Siv Zayin, by atmana, even when it's nispashu kol tzarko and mitzdamik v'ralo. V'yeish omrim, says Ramah, consistent with what he said in Darkei Moshe, da'afil makder omen tzogab yeish mamish, kol zman shi megulo lemala, as long as it's revealed above, lo mitu atmana shari v'chein haminim. That's fascinating. Fascinating phenomenon. Okay. I'm having a hard time letting go, moving on, because I would love to be mefalpel more in the Rishayim. Here you have a Ramah. That's the Rosh was flourish against it. In other words, normally, like in Hilchos Chanukah, you have a Ramah that follows the tour, and then you have the Mechaber who follows majority Rishon about whether each one the Bnei Abayis light or etc. etc. Here's a case where you have a Ramah that comes along and he changes the entire landscape. So what are you going to need? You're going to need Chacham Avadia Zatzal to come and say a Chiddush. To put the Mechaber's Psak as not being as paralyzing in terms of most things on top of the fire. So first we'll start with Ashkenazim. In terms of Ashkenazim, Halacha L'maisa, here is a case of where it's a lot easier for Ashkenazim to be Mekel more than Svardim, and that's where we have in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in your booklet. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa appears right after Chacham Avadia's Tshuvas, before Rav Rimon, in Perek Aleph, Sif Samach Vav, Umasha Amaru Sha'asa Lahatman, this that we said, the Hatman is Aser, Enu Alidei Kisui Kedera Mikol Atzadeha, it's to cover the Kedera from all of its sides, Avalon Enu Mechasa Osa Mikol Stadeha, Ein Ka Mishum Hatman Umutu Lassus Kenefam Shabbos Hatzman, no problem, it's from all the sides, and then in such a case, it's going to be Mutar. So this is our basic rule of Hatmana. Hatmana means that it needs to be entirely covered. Whether it's entirely covered by a dover, she'ena mosif hevel, so that would be a case in where you have blankets around the pot, as long as you don't have it entirely covered, then you're fine. For Ashkenazim, you're fine. For Svardim, no. Hatmana b'miktzas is already going to be a problem. This is how many refer to our Shaila as Hatmana v'miktsas. So this is how the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa paskins. What are Svardim going to do? For Svardim, so then in such a case, you're going to have a problem. The moment in which you put it directly al gabe gecholim, al gabe ha'esh, isn't that going to be considered Hatmana? So here, Rav Rimon says that ein hachanami, not himself, quoting from Rav Mordechai Elio. Look at this amazing thing. See, because I don't have Rav Rimon's whole sefer in front of me, I don't want to do the same thing I did last time. You know, I know it's the next page in the booklet, but I'm afraid that I'm not going to be reading the correct quote of when he's talking. Yeah, so I prefer to read from the tshuva itself. If you take a look in, then you'll look back and you'll see Rav Rimon's sefer. But take a look at Chacham Avadia's tshuva, the first page of the tshuva. It's right after the Ran. Chacham Avadia has two tshuvas in Chelek Vav. One, it's the end of Simen Lamed Beis, about a plata. We've discussed many parts of that shuv already in the context of shihia and hafzara, and then he discusses hatmana in simin lamed gimel. So we're going to pick up with the end of lamed vav, lamed beis hey, five lines from the bottom of the first page, and that's going to go on to the next page, which goes on to lamed gimel. Everybody have it right after the ran. Five lines from the bottom. V'lachem. Av shaharan moran shulchan aruch pasak moshikatsa rishonim she'en lahatir shia ela kishak der munachas al kisei shobar zol gabi avonim. Really, Chacham Avadia's starting point says, if I be honest, the shulchan aruch paskins that any time you have a pot that's sitting on top of a fire, that's already a problem of atmana b'miktsas. And he says, and that's what the Sefer Minchas Kohen, which I mentioned is a fantastic Sefer, says. Continue on to the next page. Mikol Mokom, lo chashiva nagas v'chalim. We won't consider a plata, is considered as if it's on touching the gacholim. Sha'apach shel plata mafsik b'neim, because you have a metal that's being mafsik between them. Umikol shekein da'asam nami ha'inutam shum d'shem yichati v'acholim v'plata chashmalit lo shaykh ha'gzer klal shori yefshir klal la'agbit midat ha'chom shlo. So Chacham Avadia Zatzal is mitzdariv two svaras. Number one is he says, when did we say there's a problem ala eish, the mechaber said it? That's when it's sitting on top of gacholim. You're sitting on top of gacholim and then you have the gacholim being matmin it a little bit. So then in such a case, that is going to be the problem of hatmana. But if it's sitting on top of a pach, so then in such a case, that's not going to be considered al gabe gacholim at all, because you have a pach that's being mafsik. And then he says, the hoch shash, this is darshin on time of the gzeira, he says, the hoch shash is shem yichate de gacholim, when it comes to a hot plate that doesn't have an adjustable setting, so then in such a case as well, that's going to be mutter. Lufi the mechaber. Now it's interesting. What would you say the mechaber? Let's look back in the words of the mechaber. What would the mechaber say? I'm just talking this out. L'hagdol Torah l'adira. What would the mechaber say if about our fire today, like a gas range? When you put something on top of your gas range, there's a little. What are they called?
The grate.
You put it on top of a grate. So the Mechaber didn't give us that possibility. What did the Mechaber say? He said, Hatman al gabe gacholim is going to be asur. And what did he say? What's the Eitzah? Is to hang it from a thing. In the Mechaber's days, they didn't have a grate. Such a thing didn't exist. Why do I raise that now? Because if you say that the Mechaber would be machmer even on a grate, that it can't come in touch with the fire, so then in such a case, it's not just simply what we just said, that you need something that's mafsik. At the end of the day, even a grate on a certain level is mafsik as well. Yesh ladon within the Shitas Mechaber. What Chacham Avadia Zatzal is saying makes sense. Again, he says two points. Number one, he says, is that this is not being matmin betoch gacholim. You have a dover hamafsik in terms of the plata, and then he says that if it has one setting, it's also going to be mutter. Kim dumani, that the world follows Chacham Avadia's tzad to be megal. That brings us to the second point, just 1 second, Ramati. It's going to bring us to the second issue, which I'm going to try to get in as well, and that is the issue of fine. So now we've gotten around the fact that it's being matman al gabe gacholim, but now we've got to get around the second issue. And that is, for Sfaradim, would it be permissible on Erev Shabbos to set up a pot on top of the hot plate and then to put blankets on part of it? According to Ashkenazim, what did we learn? We saw in Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa, as long as you don't have all of it, then it's going to be okay. But for Sfaradim, Lechura, that should be extremely, extremely problematic. Yes, Ramon?
That's on that second reason. Isn't the chashash shem yachad miremetz, and then miremetz chitav gacholim?
Very good. Very good. In other words, you're skipping each step. So Chacham Avadia asks that on himself in the next tshuva. issue number two. Okay, so Rabosai, everybody follow how we've gone through this? Number one, we have the psak of the Mechaber, which is the Tur himself, who says that the halacha is that once you have something on the fire, by definition, that's going to be hatmana. The Ramah, who says that I disagree. And then, if that's so then we have to discuss today, anytime you have something on the fire, whether that's going to be considered hatmana. That's issue number one. Issue number two, then, is how is one going to have something sitting on the fire, and even before Shabbos, and having it a little bit covered. And in fact, that's Mefurish Aser in Shulchan Aruch. It's Mefurish Aser. Reish Nun Zayin Ches. And here we're not going to be able to finish the topic. My ride is leaving soon, but let's just try to start it off. And we'll see, Rav Mati, a similar question you ask, Chacham Avadia does ask on himself, whether the answer will satisfy you, we'll see shortly. Reish Nun Zayin Ches. Zok de Heilig Mechaber. Af al pi shemut al hashas keder al gavi kira sheyesh bo gacholim al pi atrochim shenisparu b'simin Reish Nun Gimel im hu b'chusa be'gadim. Even though the halacha is that you're allowed to hang, right? This was mutter in Shulchan Aruch. This was aser. This was mutter. So even though that's mutter, but what if you want to cover it with begadim? Avol bishab begadim einu mosifim el machas atzam kol makom machmas eish etachdeyem mosif hevel la'aser. Once you have an eish that's under it, then it's going to be aser. Mihu koshu beinyan she'ena begadim nogim bekdeira. But the only eitzah you're going to have, and we're going to have to come back to this, is to put a slab of wood. Baruch Hashem, I'm thinking in Hebrew now. To put a slab of wood on top, and put the cover over the wood, and then there'll be space between the davar hamatmin and the kedera. That would be the only eitzah, says the Mechaber. Okay, so bottom line then, Rabosai, is we have another problem, according to the Mechaber. According to the Ramah, there's not going to be a problem to have this, to have the kedera, it's a plata, it's a fire, whatever, and you're going to have, we should do this in multicolor, and you're going to have a smicha on top of it. But you'll leave part of it open. It'll be only hatmana b'miktsas. So we saw already in Reish Nun Gimel that the Ramah said that once you have hatmana b'miktsas, that's going to be fine. You're going to be taken care of. But according to Svaradim, no, hatmana b'miktsas is problematic. So then even if you're going to raise this above the fire, but the moment in which you don't have a slab of wood and you have a cover over here, even if you don't cover all of it, so then in such a case, it's going to be problematic for Svaradim. And that's the basic halacha. How Gedolei Poskei Svarad deal with that problem, that Amir Tzashem we're going to pick up with on Thursday. So we're in the middle of number two of this discussion. So again, to crunch for Ashkenazim, the halacha is that there's not going to be a problem to put it down on the kedera, and to be matmin with a davar she'ein mosif hevel on top, if you're not being matmin bikula. So the eitzah, therefore, for Ashkenazim is no problem to have a pot on Erev Shabbos, to put it on a plata, and to put a blanket on part of it. That's not going to be a problem. However, for Svaradim, you're going to deal with two problems. Number one, is it considered as if you're putting it al gabe ha'esh? And that in itself is problematic. So that we got today, the Chacham Avadi Zatzal in Vav Lamed Beis Hey, so that's going to be okay. And then in Vav Lamed Gimel, he's going to have to deal with, is there a way that you would be allowed to put al gabo all of the smicha? So Mirza Shem will pick up with that on Thursday. Freilich and Chanukah.